Mamet.
Mamet.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Quad Cities Business Beat. I am here today with Ms. Tracy Taylor of the Black Butterfly Artisan Chocolates. Our focus, our show is sponsored by me. I am an independent ambassador with Plexus Worldwide. We have two other people at our table today, of course. We have Zach, my husband.
Hello.
We kind of have a different round table today, so yeah, I don't know what you'll see of him today. And then Ms. San Martin of Prescott Night Out. Yeah,
how you doing?
We have these amazing chocolates here, and I don't know if we'll be able to get like a shot of this on.
Well, we already took pictures of it. So,
oh, you did? It's already on there?
Lynn is going to be posting those pictures as soon as... Okay, cool. Maybe she's going to be posting them right as we are talking right now.
That could be.
Well, they are for you, so you can hold it up.
Oh, I'm not sure if they'll actually see it.
We'll
film us eating them.
You want me to put them up in front of the camera? I could put them up in front of the camera.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, you could. You could. Tracy?
Yes.
Tell us about you. Tell us about your background.
Okay.
Where are you from?
Well, I'm originally from Canada.
Canada? What part?
Northern Ontario is where I was born, but I spent 21 years in Vancouver, British
Columbia. West Side. Okay. That's great.
And then I immigrated to the U.S., to Las Vegas, Nevada.
Oh, I lived there, too. Ah, we could share stories.
I was Look there at 14 you guys. Years.
I was
there
like, seven. I was traveling there.
Uh-huh. I don't Canada. Come from a culinary background.
Okay.
I actually come from a tech background.
Oh, okay. This is intriguing.
I was a circuit design engineer for a telephone company for 20 years.
Awesome.
And then I was a drive examiner for the Department of Motor Vehicles in Las Vegas for 8 years.
So you did all the testing of people that wanted driver's licenses.
Mm-hmm.
I
did.
We had one here in Prescott, and she had like this awesome hairdo and looked like a beehive. So everybody's like, "Oh, did you use the beehive lady?" So funny.
The beehive
lady. Yeah, she was literally the beehive. Everybody called her the beehive lady.
I remember when I first moved to Vegas back in the late 90s, you had to sit for hours at the DMV.
You still do.
It's so crazy. I mean, like,
it's all her
your
fault
day
too.
Yeah,
it's all her changed. Fault.
She slowed it down on purpose.
Nothing's changed.
Okay, so the vibe of Vegas is totally different than the vibe of Prescott. How did you end up here?
Well, I initially had left Vegas and I moved to Naples, Florida.
Oh, wow.
And then I relocated to Prescott from Naples. I came back this way to be closer to family.
Okay.
And I ended up wanting somewhere that was going to give me a downtown Main Street USA type feel. I initially had looked to set up shop over in the Phoenix area, but once I got back into that traffic, I said, no way. That's not what I want anymore.
You're like new to traffic.
No.
Yeah, I never even experienced traffic. I lived here all my life, and I'm like, the most traffic that I have is two people in front of me in a grocery store line. That's what it was back in the days. And then we knew both of everybody. We're like, hey, what's up, man?
Yeah, it's funny because, you know, you can get clear across Prescott in 15 minutes max.
Yeah.
You know, and Zach will go down to the valley and people are like, oh, you came from Prescott? And it's like, my commute probably from Prescott to Phoenix is less than what you did this morning.
Yeah, like an hour and a half or something like that.
Thanks. I don't miss that at all.
No, me neither.
I love it here.
Yeah, so do I. Although my friends joke and say, well, they could see me moving to Arizona. However, somewhere warmer than Prescott.
Yeah, right.
So getting used to the cold again has been challenging.
Cooler. Yeah, it's supposed to be cold this week. So
not having the background of a culinary person, how did you get involved with this?
A friend introduced me to chocolate years ago, and I took a liking to it. And when I moved to Florida, I knew I didn't want to go back into the corporate world. Yeah. And so I thought, well, I'm going to try my hand at it. So I initially was self-taught. But then I attended École Chocolat in Vancouver, Canada, where I'm from. And then I've also done classes with a couple of the masters, Norman Love in Florida, and then Melissa Koppel in Las Vegas, Nevada, who has a chocolate making school.
So, very cool. Yeah. So, you know, so how did you come up with the name? I even put that in her notes. I'm like, I am obsessed with her boxes and her logo packaging. Because her packaging is, if you see the boxes, they're black matte and then the butterfly is shiny black. It's really cool looking. So how did you come up with the name?
Well, the name Black Butterfly, when I was in Florida, I called the business Once Upon a Bean, and it confused people.
They thought it was coffee.
They thought it was coffee, even though chocolate comes from a bean as well. So in relocating back this way to be closer to family, I was coming off of a divorce, and the butterfly is a form of rebirth.
Sure.
A resurgence.
Cocoon to a new butterfly.
Yes.
New life.
It is very spiritual as well. The black butterfly itself is extremely unique, and I thought the product offering that I was bringing to the area was unique. Yeah. So that's definitely the name Black Butterfly. There's also a song by Denise Williams called Black Butterfly. And if you listen to the words of it, it talks about how this is your time to shine.
Oh, that's awesome.
And show people exactly how beautiful you are. And, you know, that dreams really do come true. And
that's awesome. Isn't that great that there's a story behind it besides somebody just going to clip art?
You know, when you have the opportunity to go ahead and just like push new things because of not bad things, but tragedies and such. Yeah. And you come out and like you say, you know, being rebirth, that's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
You know, it is. Do you have any like special sauce in this chocolate? What makes it so special?
Ooh. Well, first off,
I would like special sauce.
First off, I use nothing but Venezuelan chocolate.
Oh, Venezuelan chocolate.
Yes. The Venezuelan chocolate has, they've always been known as the king of cacao. And to me, it has more depth of flavor. It's not one note. So,
cacao. How do you spell cacao?
C-A-C-A-O. And that came about.
And B. Yeah. Bingo was his name.
Yeah. No, because most people refer to it as cocoa. However, that was a misrepresentation in the 1800s. A bag of beans came over on a ship's manifest and someone misspelt it. They spelt it C-O-C-O-A, and from that time on the British and the Americans referred to it as cocoa, but it's actually cacao.
So is it hard to get your supplies?
Mistake I would do.
Not at the moment. We haven't had any issues. I'm praying that we don't, with all of the unsettling that's going on in Venezuela. However, if we do, then I'm really screwed.
We'll start hoarding it now.
I'll have to look for a different distributor and find a different form of chocolate other than the Venezuelan. Now, Peru, I understand they make a very good chocolate.
It's not Venezuelan.
They're like they're like the prince. Peru's the prince of
versus
cacao.
The king of king of cacao.
I am the prince of cacao.
That's funny.
Well, yeah. We should go stake some claims out there so we can go ahead and keep this chocolate coming in.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then aside from the chocolate, we focus on a lot of global flavors. And a lot of that inspiration comes from my time spent in Vancouver.
Okay.
Because it's such a melting pot.
Yeah.
And so we have, like, even with our barks, not just our bonbons, but with our barks, we have, like, things like garam masala or...
Did you say bonbons?
Bonbons.
Is that the one with the ice cream in the middle?
No.
No.
Oh, that's what those are? That's bonbons?
Assuming it has a filling.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like we'll try it here in a second.
It's like almost too pretty to eat. Yeah.
This one is a pineapple avocado.
Okay. That will be new for me.
Pineapple avocado?
Yes.
Whoa. That's kind of what... Okay, so I'm obviously going to taste it, but tell me what it tastes like.
I would guess pineapple and avocado.
I don't know. No. There has to be like a specific... It's like, this is
forward.
Good. This
more
is
sweet?
This is bad.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, can we separate it from that?
I would figure it's mostly sweet and pineapple-y because the avocado is more probably just the carrier of the flavor than it is.
Right.
Whatever, Ms. Gowadal.
Yes.
The carrier of the flavor? Yeah, because avocado doesn't have a very strong flavor, but it you can use it to mix in and thicken stuff instead of using flour or something like that.
Correct. The pineapple is going to create these creaminess to it. It's quite pineapple, the avocado is going to create the creaminess. The pineapple is quite forward.
I can't wait. I'll tell you guys all how.
Are we just gonna do it now?
You can just do it now.
You can do it now. I got a piece of gum in my mouth.
Try it.
I'll spit the gum out.
Get rid of it.
Oh my gosh!
Don't be afraid.
I'm just gonna point out.
I think he's afraid. I think that's what it is.
That's what I was gonna say. We just found what San Martin is afraid of.
I'm afraid of new things.
Pineapple avocado bonbon.
I'm afraid of new things that have.
Oh, you have to step outside the box. Nothing we. I have to say
that's a thing that's hard for me when it comes to like chocolate, because I have an expectation of what. Chocolate, okay, not maybe the best chocolate from Venezuela, but what chocolate should taste like. Okay.
But that's why when you come to the shop,
it's an experience.
We sample.
Oh.
Not our bonbons, but we sample our barks.
Oh. I'm like,
okay,
wow.
So check this out. Okay, so back in the days, they had this chocolate, and then they had the alcohol in the chocolate.
Yes.
And ever since then, I have been really turned off by anything that is filled with something that is not supposed to be in the chocolate.
Oh, yeah, too many
now,
of them.
See,
huh?
We put alcohol. Just one. That's all it took. We put alcohol in a number of our bonbons, but the alcohol is emulsified with creams and chocolate, so it's not a liquid alcohol. Yeah.
Is it cooked out or is it still?
No, alcohol's never cooked out in a bonbon. It's the last thing that gets put in.
Good to know.
So I had like two things that I've always had like an issue with, not because it was, I don't know why it is, but one of them was really, really hot stuff. I like get really scared, but now I'm like, oh, I'll try that hot stuff. And it's all because of Callum Hoskins. He's like, oh, we're going to do this challenge. And I'm like, oh, I got this. And I ate it and I'm like, oh, perfect. I didn't die. And thank God I didn't die. So this could be the next thing that I try that might change my past feelings towards this.
Okay, well, you get rid of your gum and then we'll start. We'll do that.
If you like hot, we've got a new product. It's a Mexican Duros or Doritos, and they're dipped in chocolate and then dusted with ghost pepper chili salt.
Did I just hear Doritos, chocolates, and ghost peppers? Yeah. I'm in.
But it's the Mexican Dorito. The Mexican Dorito. The ones that look like wagon wheels. Yep.
Okay.
All right, I'm gonna try this, guys.
Oh, wow, you're like going after it.
Is it allowed? Are
you ready?
Yes.
You wait, do you eat the whole thing or do you have to peel it?
No,
you want
to
split it so then you can get in on it?
Oh, what? I don't have a knife with me, so you're going to have to do that.
Okay, hold on. Let me take a picture of this.
Do you have a knife?
Yeah.
I'm going to take a picture of the bum bum.
Knife.
Yeah, I know. Throw that one for him and he'll cut it for us.
I think I want it on this.
Get in on this,
yeah, come on, Lynn.
You weren't here for barbecue, so.
Oh, yeah.
You got to get in.
Here you go. Here's yours.
Oh, they cut beautifully.
Yeah, they do.
I think I need some. Oh.
Oh, here, really take this one.
Look at that picture. Okay, so this is edible.
Okay, this guys, is like edible art.
Anybody that's not here or
and
whatever.
See, it's layered.
And it's so smooth, like I'm afraid
I'll
to eat.
I'll sit here next to San Martin as we.
Okay, so white chocolate. Hand painted.
That's not why.
Pineapple with avocado inside.
Yes. All right, go. look at his face.
That's really good.
All right,
that's really good with the white chocolate.
Thank you.
Oh, hey, what do you know?
It didn't kill you.
It didn't kill me, guys.
You're still here.
No, it actually tastes really good.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Well,
I would actually say
that's kind of weird.
Kind of feels like biting texture wise, like pineapple applesauce.
You guys don't understand. This is really, really good.
It has a pineapple gel in the tip of it, and then below it is the avocado ganache.
Yep, but that's how, because I don't know how you're going to feel, but that's, it's like applesauce.
Mm-hmm. That's delicious.
It tastes like pineapple.
That's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you said avocado and pineapple at first, I thought, oh man, I'm going to have to eat this. And what if I don't like it?
Okay, so.
But it was very, very good.
Now, because they're all very high in cacao butter content, they're going to stay on your palate for a very long time.
Okay, so where do you get your inspiration for the different chocolates? Art-wise and flavor. So where do you kind of.
Well, flavors from my time in Vancouver.
Okay.
Okay, and like I said, with our barks, a lot of them we use garam masala, we use chipotle, we use Indian curries, different things of that sort.
Sometimes you come up with things and go, oh, that might be a good combination.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of times I pull from things that I personally like mm-hmm. we do a bark that is Thai inspired. Ooh. So it has everything in it that I like to find in my Thai food.
Ooh.
So we do that. Same with the bonbons as well. And a lot of times it's pulled from cocktails. You know, you look and see what the baristas are doing now with different cocktails. Yeah. So I pull on things like that. I'll take ingredients, pop them into my mouth, see how I like how they sit on my palate. And then if I like it, I go for it.
That's awesome. I just I know curry sauce has been there for a long time, but I just like everything almost gets curry in it.
Milk chocolate and a sweet curry is absolutely heaven.
Dude, let's put it into some ground beef and have some tacos. No.
Gosh.
No, come on.
You could add a little chocolate to your tacos.
We just ate a pineapple avocado chocolate.
Yeah, we could have. Okay, I'm not gonna.
We could have these tacos. I mean, I'm seriously chocolate.
Well, the Mexicans use chocolate in their mole.
That's right. That's what I was saying. You could add chocolate into your tacos.
Mole.
Yeah. Okay, mole. When it comes to the art factor, because they're all hand done.
Well, the one that you just ate, that was inspired by a top at Classy and Sassy, which is another shop in the old Firehouse Plaza.
Go to their Facebook page and check it out. It's pretty cool.
Aren't they doing a fashion show?
No, we're having an event on Saturday.
We'll get to that.
Oh, is that it?
It's on part of my questions.
Is it the fashion show?
Doesn't sound like
no, it's not a fashion show. We love our customer event. Mm-hmm. Pre-Valentine event. But the top was an Eva Varro, and she was inspired by a Picasso. So I painted that last little heart that you just ate according to the design of her top.
You paint every individual one?
Everything is painted by hand. Yes.
Whoa.
Yes. Some are airbrushed, but $250 a piece.
That's so not bad.
It's a 4-day process to make one of them.
Wow. That's pretty amazing. I like that.
Yeah.
And I just ate it in 3 seconds.
I know.
At least I took a picture of it, guys. I took a picture of it. So now it's with me for the rest of my life. Forever.
Well, you can always come to the shop and get more.
There you go. There
exactly.
I'd be like, well, now that I know
and it has and we have a lot more and designed a lot differently.
We need to go check it out.
We should. Let's just pack up right now.
Yeah.
Let's
and go. If you like heat as well, we do a peanut butter sizzle bonbon.
Everybody, all you got to do is just pick up your mic. This is portable. We'll just walk down and start talking about it.
There. Firehouse Plaza, folks.
I'm only a block and a half away. Let's go.
Yeah, just don't drop the mics. Let's go, dude. I know this can connect real quick and easy. We just have to stay close together.
Yeah. We'll walk as a huddle, the four of us.
It's only 5 minutes away.
I know.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Firehouse Plaza.
We'll just maybe drop in on her one day and go, hey, we're back.
Yes.
We're going to do a Facebook Live for you.
Yeah, we could do this. I'm not afraid.
Yeah. I'm in.
We'd love an on location shoot.
Careful what you wish for. we might just call that a drop in live or something.
That's gonna be the next level of podcasting.
There you go.
Just drop in.
Yeah. We
new pop ready. Up podcast.
Pop, pop in up, pod. Pop. Yeah. Pop up podcast. Yeah.
Pop up podcast.
We need a new jingle.
Yeah.
I'm jotting that down right now.
I know. I think it'd podcast. Be fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are flavors you always have?
Some of the flavors that we always have are Palais d'Or, which is a 73.5% European butter ganache enrobed in a 73.5 and then topped with 24-karat gold.
Valentine's Day, folks.
You're supposed to eat this?
Do you eat that or do you wear it on your hand?
This is my bonbon.
She loves me.
She loves me not.
So what does that cost?
$250.
Really?
Yeah, a piece.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, people, for Valentine's Day, even if you just got one piece.
Yeah.
One
piece. What an amazing little gift that was so thoughtful.
Yeah. Then we usually always have our fleur de sel caramel, mm-hmm. which is a liquid salted caramel.
Why do we do this here?
I don't know. Now I'm rethinking it.
I mean, she should have had this little taste tester. Like, okay, now this is what this is. And you're just like, oh my God.
We leave and we're like, oh.
This and is then be great. Another one that's really popular that's usually found in the case is peanut butter sizzle, which has a little cayenne finish on the end.
What's your most popular peanut seller?
Our Spicy. Number one seller, I would say, is our Palais d'Or.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, for those that really want the dark chocolate and the benefits of dark chocolate, which is high in antioxidants.
So they can only find this product at your store, or do you have any kind of places where you put your product in?
The only place that's carrying us locally right now is Prescott Valley Florist and Allen's Flowers. They are carrying what we call our Mendiant bars.
Oh, you know, I've seen that there.
Yeah, they're a chocolate bar with toppings on them, and they have taken our Petal Power, which has roses and calendula and bachelor buttons or cornflower, whichever you want to refer it to. And then they also have our strawberries with pink Himalayan sea salt.
Awesome. Shop local.
Oh, shop local, but let's go foreign on all of our stuff. Right? Jeez. I mean, that was actually amazing. I'm not sitting here. I'm still tasting it. Like you said, it was a palate. It was just like perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, that tastes really, really good.
Good.
How long have you been there for?
A year and a half.
A year and a half. How do you like it so far?
I love it. I love the shop. I just wish more locals knew where the old Firehouse Plaza was.
Well, with this podcast, they will.
Yeah, they know where it's at. They just don't know what's in there.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, yeah, that's the old firehouse. Yeah.
So coming up, okay, well, so I know you have an event coming up, but before I get that, what do we not know about you? This is the question you said that kind of stumped you.
Oh, yeah. This one kind of threw me for a loop. I think what you probably don't know about me is initially my heart's desire was in interior design.
Oh.
And so I went to school for that. But then life happened. And then I was introduced to chocolate. And I didn't eat chocolate at all. I'm a salt person. Give me a bag of potato chips or popcorn, and I'm all over that.
Apparently, so I'm a salt and chocolate person.
Yeah, well, when I got introduced to chocolate, I started playing with it, and I pair.
You could do the salty part.
I pair a lot with salt.
As soon as you said that, all I could think about is the peanut butter parfait from Dairy Queen.
Yeah,
because the salt and the chocolate is like perfect.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That, and back in the days, I used to do the McDonald's, and used to get the chocolate milkshake with the fries because they're so salty.
Oh my gosh,
so weird.
That's how he is with a frosty and french fries.
Frosty and french fries.
So I think after having the interior design background, I think a lot of the aesthetics and the color theory and everything has now been applied to my chocolate.
Awesome. Okay, so we briefly touched on your event. Well, the Plaza event, I guess. Is it the Plaza event?
Well, it's not the Plaza
itself. Or who's partnering in with this?
It's Classy and Sassy and Black Butterfly.
Okay.
We do have some gift donations from the Amazing Foot Spa and Prescott Pretzels and Hot Spot Nails as well. We'll be raffling off 4 baskets, 2 geared towards women, 2 geared towards men.
Valentine's Day.
How much is raffles?
The raffle you have to purchase in order. I'm not sure what Classy and Sassy is setting their limit at, but with Black Butterfly, because 2 of the baskets will be in my store, 2 will be in her store. And with Black Butterfly, if you purchase $15 or more in product, then you get a free raffle ticket.
Oh, okay. You can't just buy raffle tickets?
No, we're not selling the raffle tickets. Ooh. You have to.
But still, purchase.
It's still good. Yeah.
Okay, so if people bought their Valentine's candy now, this would still be okay for next week?
Oh, yes, most definitely. Okay. We recommend that you, with the bonbons, that you eat them within 14 days. Oh, however, most of my recipes are geared for 2 to 3 months.
Oh, okay. So you could buy it now. You could buy $15 worth of Black Butterfly chocolates and get a raffle ticket for the raffle prize.
Right. And then with our barks and our bars, we have a 6-month shelf life on
those. Oh, great. Okay, and the event is Saturday.
Saturday from 3 to 7.
3 to 7.
Yeah.
Firehouse Plaza.
Yeah.
Downtown.
So, you know, for that $15, you get, you know, 6 pieces of gold, you know.
Absolutely.
Who doesn't want to get that for Valentine's Day?
And just got to put them somewhere that you don't forget them in the closet or something.
We'll have special collections for Valentine's Day that I'm doing. We're doing a Colors of Love. collection. It will have a red, a pink, a yellow, a green, and a purple heart. And I would challenge anyone to tell me what those colors refer to with respects to love.
Mm. I'm lost. I'm like, what is love?
Got to do with it.
I don't even know what to do with this one. I'm like, I don't know what to share.
Most love, but a secondhand emotion.
Wow.
Oh, we figured it out. Love is a secondhand emotion.
Well, let's see. Passion is purple, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong, though. Am I?
Is she doing purple?
I'm doing
a
purple.
She did say purple.
But purple we refer to as erotic or mysterious love.
Oh, well, close.
Passion.
Right there.
You're
right. Parallel.
You're parallel. Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't say whips and chains, you know. So.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, what do you use those for?
Towing your car. Getting through
this
snow.
This is PG-13 now, guys. All because Zach.
Oh, my. Okay, so I saw you had classes at the end of January. Are you offering classes throughout the year, or is it kind of a one-time?
If you go on to our Facebook page on the left-hand side, you'll see a place where you can sign up for our emails. When I put out the class schedule, I initially send it to our email list, and then we post it to Facebook. We offer four different types of chocolate making classes. However, as of late, we've only been offering our two most popular. One is our Mendian chocolate bar class. That's our least expensive class. And then the Bon Bon class, which is our most expensive class. All the classes, though, the price includes all of your ingredients.
Okay.
Sparkling wine or water.
Ooh.
Hors d'oeuvres that I make on site, and then you go home with what you've made.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
For the bonbons, it is $100 a person. However, you go home with 24 bonbons.
That's
and
a great experience.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's a 3-hour class. You learn to do in 3 hours what takes me 4 days, and you also go home with the recipe for the ganache that we make for the center of the bonbon.
Wow.
And you also go home with instructions on how to temper chocolate at home via the seed method.
And the bar class is?
That's $75 a person. And you go home with 3 4.5-ounce size bars. And you're only limited by your imagination. And I give you an array of toppings, everything from roasted nuts to dried fruits to artesian sea salts, crystallized herbs and flowers, cacao nibs.
Wow. And includes hors d'oeuvres and wine, too.
Exactly.
This would also be a very good Valentine's Day gift.
Yes.
Zach.
Just saying.
And when you sign... And when you sign up,
she didn't wink. She didn't wink.
Zach.
I didn't get the signal.
When you sign up, we don't invoice you unless we have a minimum of 4 people.
Okay.
But if the dates that I put out there are not suitable, if you have a group of at least 4 people, and so long as it's a Saturday evening or a Sunday afternoon, all you have to do is email me and we can arrange for a private class.
Oh, awesome. That's great.
Yeah.
That's some good knowledge there. That's
and eventually we'll be doing wine and chocolate pairings. I'm really hoping that I can collaborate with the Back Alley Wine Bar when they open.
Yeah, I heard they were going to be open soon.
Pretty soon, I think.
They're hoping for February sometime, I believe. So.
Well, there's a lot of remodeling going on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, speaking of February, we're in it. Guess what's next week? Yeah. Valentine's Day. Do you prefer pre-order, walk-ins?
Zach.
You know, once things...
I think this is all geared towards you today, Zach. I don't know why, but I'm
He's a really good buyer, so I don't have any worries
I'm
there.
Just dust the shoulders off. I'm good on this.
He's like, I know what I'm doing.
You know, it's funny. This is a funny offshoot story. We were at Trader Joe's the other day, and he was looking at this card. I like donuts, and we've been to Daylight Donuts already. And here's a card, Valentine's Day card about donuts. I go, you know what? You might as well just get it now. Then you can cross it off your list for Valentine's Day. So he throws the card in the basket. Anyway.
Hey, no secrets left behind here.
No secrets left behind. Okay, so do you prefer pre-order? Do you have plenty in stock? If somebody comes in at what time do you close?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. Somebody comes in at 5 to 5 on Valentine's Day, you're going to have stuff? Or how do you like to...
Yeah, we'll have different collections that we'll have out. Pre-boxed 12-piece boxes. We've got the 5-piece Colors of Your Love. We also have a 5-piece champagne or strawberry champagne, and it's paired with our Palais d'Or. Then we also have our Lovebird collection as well. We'll have different squares that will have pistachios and rose petals and different things of that sort. But you can also buy out of the case if you don't like any of the collections. You're free
as little as one piece?
No.
Is there a minimum?
You can buy it by the piece, and you can buy one piece, but it will go in a little glassine bag. If you want it boxed for gift giving, our smallest box size is 4 pieces.
Okay. Well, even still, that's $10. What? $10, $12. Yeah. Even that's, but for a beautiful presentation, beautiful chocolates, just they taste the fabulous.
Art alone is worth it, I think. Yeah. I mean,
that's all you would have to $5. Give, and you'd be fine.
Yeah, and everybody needs to understand and know what you do from scratch. Do you have you done a video of this?
No.
Oh, we're going to have time to do that. Mm-hmm. That could be our drop-in, our pop-up.
Pop-up video.
That was MTV, wasn't it? Pop-up video.
It's a little difficult for me to do those things because it's just me usually in the shop. I have a part-time student that comes on Saturdays to help package and sell.
Even snippets of what she does.
Yeah. I think a right edited video, we'll go ahead and just show it and then just, you know, put it all together. So you go from start to finish real quick in like a 3, 4, or 5 minute video in your 4 hour adventure. That would be pretty cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It would be. Mm-hmm.
How do we figure this out?
I know. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. I'm going by there right now. I'm canceling all of my appointments.
She's closed today.
Oh.
Well, I'm there doing production today.
Okay. Don't tell.
I'm like, what is this?
Martine's at the door.
You know, I was thinking about that avocado pineapple thing right now. And I'm thinking, I mean, just think about if you were to reinvent the pizza. And instead of everybody that has ever eaten pizza probably going to hate me right now. But instead of having the pizza sauce, the regular pizza sauce.
Oh, my gosh.
That would be
there are chocolatiers that use the sun-dried tomatoes and Parmesan cheese.
More like a savory chocolate?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't always have to be sweet.
Crazy. Yes.
With like a dark chocolate?
We do goat cheese.
And
oh, I could see that. That would be good with a fig. Goat cheese and a fig.
Yeah. Okay, so
and honey? Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Oh, honey from that one place where it's all like where it has stuff Honeyman? In there. No. Oh. Like
the honeycomb?
No, there's that place, I don't know if it's in Peru or whatever, where these guys have to like climb the side of a mountain to go get this honey, and it has like this psychedelic stuff in it.
Oh my gosh. Never? No, okay, never don't
if you do that, don't you better let everybody know.
Yeah.
Okay, I had one thing going on in my brain right now, and it just lost it because of that one. Totally forgot.
Mm-hmm. The air is leaking out of San Martin's brain right now.
Yes.
Okay. So do you corporate orders?
Yes, we're open to anything
Orders, gifts.
Yes.
Custom orders, like weddings.
Yes.
Okay.
Colors. With the weddings, kind of they can come in. We can try and match the cacao butter that I paint with to their bridal colors.
Awesome.
Yeah, we have what's called a transfer sheet. We have that we put on a little square of chocolate that says I do.
That's awesome. They could put in something interesting or probably custom if you needed it custom.
Yeah.
So that could be for weddings or special events or birthdays or whatever. I mean, this is a really pretty small investment for something that is so beautiful, handcrafted, quality piece. Right. You know, I think that's fantastic.
And
even
weddings,
like here, it was that part of the blouse? The ones we had, was that part of the blouse art?
Yes.
So, I mean, you could do custom colors for weddings, all of that stuff. That's amazing.
And for weddings, we do a 2-piece box.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's perfect.
So that runs $5 a person.
That's really not bad considering what people spend on wedding favors or even events or Christmas parties or whatever is out there. Okay.
I'm still thinking about all the things we could make this pineapple and avocado mix.
Oh my
are also.
It could be a good like peanut butter and that mix. Instead of peanut butter and jelly, it would be peanut butter and pineapple and avocado.
Yeah.
Sorry, I am so into this right now.
And he was the one that was so hesitant about trying.
I was. You guys, now I'm getting reintroduced back because I'm serious. Yeah. I had a fear because that one time I don't even know what year it was, but they were like, "Oh, here, man, have a shot on me," and I'm like, "With chocolate? I don't know about all that." And I was totally right. It was the grossest thing I've ever had in my entire life.
Well, so, I'm glad this changed your mind.
You'll have to come into the shop because we are also the only ones in this part of Arizona to carry cacao juice.
Ooh. Cacao.
Cacao. Hashtag cacao. I'm sure that's already a
hashtag. And that is made from the pulp that surrounds the beans.
Holy cacao.
Do you process all the beans and stuff? No. So what do you get?
I am not a chocolate maker.
Okay.
Okay. A chocolate maker starts from the raw product.
Okay.
They start from the bean. I am what's called a chocolatier. So we start with great big blocks of chocolate or calais, which are little discs of chocolate. And then we retemper that in order to produce confections.
Okay. That's awesome. How do we find you physically? We've talked about that you are at Firehouse Plaza, but where in Firehouse Plaza are you?
Well, I'm kind of hidden behind Limoncello's patio.
Oh, okay. So you're kind of under and around them. Okay.
Yeah. I'm next door to Limoncello, and on the other side of me is Hotspot Nails.
Okay.
A lot of people think my doorway is to the restaurant, but it's not because his patio is in front of me.
Okay. Gotcha. We talked about Facebook because this is on Facebook Live, Prescott E! News, which of course we'll go over the giveaway again, but Instagram, what's your name on Instagram?
Black Butterfly Chocolates.
Go find them because the pictures are amazing. Again, this is high quality stuff, and people say we don't have these kind of places in Prescott, but we do.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Don't drop down to Phoenix and pick up high quality chocolates. Stop in at Black Butterfly.
I have a lot of customers that come over from Phoenix.
Well, I'm sure. I mean, are you one of the only ones in Northern Arizona, maybe?
Quite possibly. I get people asking me when I'm going to open up a shop in Sedona.
Oh, don't leave us.
Give me a break. I need to get this one going first.
Oh, big question. Do you ship?
I do.
Because this will be everywhere.
Yeah, we don't have a website currently, but you can pretty much tell what's in stock based on our Instagram post.
Okay.
We hope to have a website going forward at some point. But like I said, we've only been open a year and a half, and I really wanted to concentrate on the store itself first.
Okay, good.
And the store, it's an experience.
Okay.
Sounds
like it.
Yeah, it's not just go in and buy a Hershey bar.
Right.
It's an actual experience to come in, given, you know, the background music is usually smooth jazz, and it's set up like a European chocolate boutique.
That's one of my favorite movies, is Chocolat. It is. It's one of my favorite movies.
Do you ever wake up in the middle of the night and be like, oh, that's a great idea, and then jot it down?
I haven't yet, but I usually, the wheels are turning all night all the time. Long.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich, but the pineapple and avocado.
I do PB&J. I'm going to have big PB&J hearts for Valentine's Day.
With the avocado and pineapple in the middle of it. I'm in love with it now.
You're obsessed.
Yes, I'm like, and I have some.
You got to come and try some of the other flavors, like strawberries and cream with Bailey's limited edition strawberries.
We'll have one of those, like, let's hang out and brainstorm.
Yeah.
Brainstorm over this stuff. See, I know how to work my way into this
pop-up video.
I know how to make my way into this video.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, how can we help you? How can we as a community help you?
Get the word out there and get people to realize where Old Firehouse Plaza is and come and support the local shops. You know, without your support, we're not going to survive.
No.
Nope. We need people to find us and to be able to come and not just come in and say, how are you doing? You know, actually, buy.
Yeah. Well, and you know, if you're a hotel, if you're a large corporation, a college,
yeah,
anything that needs bulk candy,
exactly,
this is an amazing gift. And like, yeah, hotels, Valentine's Day is coming, yeah, up, romance packages should be, you know, like, shop local,
right?
You know, and $5 for 2 pieces of candy.
Yeah,
come on,
gold
people.
Plated.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, and then also, you know, anyone that is interested in purchasing wholesale for their own store or for, absolutely, hotels, we do wholesale as well.
So. Awesome, awesome.
That is huge. I mean, that is really huge. And who doesn't like chocolate?
Well, there are people, but
I almost said no to this chocolate, but you gave my confidence.
You stepped out of the box. I'm proud.
Yes, I am proud of myself. You don't understand. I feel like today I'm going to be able to rock anything.
Yeah.
Just because of that fear that I've had. Don't eat that stuff. Serious. You'd get it. There was one time, gosh, I got it for a Christmas present. And I was like, oh, yeah, here you go. I usually hand that stuff off. I'm just like, oh, no thanks.
This,
yeah,
you won't.
Yeah, no, I'm in. I have all these ideas now where you could go ahead and put this secret sauce.
Yeah. Well, when you come into the shop, you have to be adventurous. You have to be able to want to step outside the box because there's very few ordinary flavors that we do.
Good to know.
Can we bring your own wine?
For what?
Just to come in and chase the chocolate and wine. I mean, I don't know.
No.
Chase the chocolate and wine. No.
But we do sell wine pairing wafers that you can buy and take home.
There you go.
And bring your own wine.
Yeah.
And hang out.
Yeah. And the beauty of them is they come in a box that hangs on the neck of the bottle. On the back of the box, it tells you what wines they're best suited for.
So you can just sip out of the bottle then, right? And you just got the wafer right there?
Yeah.
Exactly. See?
That's exactly what they're going for.
See?
Oh, my gosh.
We're working this new system. We're going to have a new business program for you.
So many ideas. What a great gift. A bottle of wine and go pick up the wine pairing wafers.
Yeah,
I mean, wine is everybody's life.
Yeah,
it seems anymore.
Yeah,
I mean,
we do
mine,
them in three different levels of cacao. No.
Not mine either. But I actually just started drinking wine just last year, and it was only the second time in my entire life that I've ever drank it. Oh. So I don't drink it no more.
Yeah.
Well, we only do plain chocolate wine pairing wafers in three different levels. Some chocolatiers will pair bonbons with the wine, but my view on that is a bonbon is a manipulated flavor, whereas the plain chocolate, depending on where grown and how it was processed, it's going to have different underlying notes, because if it was grown near banana, then it's going to take on a flavor of banana and so on. So it's very sensitive that way. So we do three different levels. The first one is a 58.5. It's going to have underlying notes of berries. Then a 61%, which has the underlying notes of plum and apricots. And then our 73.5, which is our most robust, it is going to have more earthy tones to it.
What a great gift.
Oh, that was my question. Now that you have...
Sorry, Tracy.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Shiny.
Squirrel. Okay, so everybody has like this, you know, sometimes they have stomach allergens and stuff like that. Do you cater to any of that?
Yeah. Like dairy allergies and stuff?
Allergies in general.
None of our dark chocolate bars and barks have dairy in them.
Okay.
So they're dairy free. Mm-hmm. And they're also vegan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, with the bonbons, they, of course, are going to have dairy because the majority of them are manipulated with creams or such. So, but our dark Mendiants, our Mendiant bars, and our barks are all dairy-free and vegan.
See, I had a good question, guys.
You did have a good question.
I just have it at the time that I tried to remember it. I was like, right. I know it was a good
it's
thing.
It's better than you remembering like 10 minutes from now when she's not here.
Yeah.
Or in the middle of her conversation.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah. And so we do three different levels of dark. So you can go from sweet to a little more intense, but none of our darks are bitter. Oh. Oh, there's no bitterness at all. The bean that they source is low in acidity, so you don't get that bitter taste.
Yeah, I think I think some people did that on purpose. Sometimes they put the bitter chocolate in the cupboard, and I'm like, oh, look at that chocolate.
Then you're like, oh, what was I thinking?
I am never eating chocolate again. That's why it was in the cupboard. Yeah, that's why it was still in the cupboard.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. I learned a lot. You.
I have too. And
I'm impressed.
I've learned. I beat some of my childhood. Well, it wasn't childhood. It was, you know, when I first ever tried that stuff. So I beat something.
Your phobias.
My phobia is now gone. Only at your store, though. I'll trust anything that you hand me, and I'll be like, all right, I'm in.
She does. She seems like she wouldn't steer you wrong.
Yeah, she'd be like, oh, let me go ahead and give you the bitterest of the bitter.
No bitter in her shop.
No bitter.
No bitter.
Don't
no
walk bitter. In the store if you're bitter.
But seriously, she has lots of gift ideas for not only Valentine's Day but birthdays and things like that.
Everything.
A hospitality gift if you're going for somebody's dinner, you can take a bottle of wine and these pairing
we have
wafers.
Several that take them as hostess gifts.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. What does that run usually, those little?
Well, it depends on what they're wanting. A lot purchase, you know, either a 4 or 8 pack of bonbons for hostess gifts. Some, you know, go to the extreme of 12, depending on how many people are going to be at the dinner party. We also have Mendiant discs, which are small little solid discs of chocolate with toppings. Sometimes they're infused with flavor, but for the most part, they're just toppings. And I think the only ones that we've been infusing lately are our strawberry margarita with a twist. It's got a natural lime in it. And then the twist is it has candied basil on the top, along with the strawberries. Okay. And then we also do on non-alcoholic champagne and roses as well for the Mendiants. And a 10-piece box of Mendiants will run you $12.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah. Or we also do 18-piece boxes of them.
That's
as
fantastic.
Well.
Okay, so tell us where you are again.
We're in the old Firehouse Plaza, and I'm right across from Classy and Sassy, and in between Limoncello and Hotspot Nails.
And remember, they have a customer appreciation on Saturday.
Saturday from 3 to 7.
There is a purchase requirement.
$15.
$15, which is not much.
We'll give you a free raffle ticket. And if you sign up for our email list, when we send out the email announcing the event as well, if you bring in that email or the electronic copy of that email, then you will get an additional raffle ticket.
Ooh, good to know. Valentine's Day is next week. It's a classy, affordable, quality addition to your Valentine's Day present, or just chocolates in general.
Well,
and
in Prescott,
we are open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 5. We're closed Sundays and Mondays for production because it's just me making everything in the store.
So nothing is outsourced to people. So
what a great addition to Prescott,
Absolutely.
Arizona.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank
I'm really
you.
Glad that we were here and we got to meet you. And
I'm glad that I was invited. I'm glad you guys didn't lock me out today.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed the chocolate, but now you have to come in for the experience.
Again, don't worry. I'm sure we will make that happen. Maybe we'll do it after Valentine's Day, because I would hate for us to show up and be like, hey, we're here. Yeah, and she go, oh my gosh.
A pop-up before Easter.
Oh, pop up before Easter, and Mother's Day is coming up.
Dude,
you know,
every
seriously,
any event that has to do with like any kind of thing positive.
Because we do special things. Like at Christmas, we did a hot chocolate ornament that was the size of a real ornament, made of chocolate, filled with chopped chocolate and cocoa powder and refined sugar. So all you did was take your steamed milk or heavy cream, depending on how rich you want it. Drop your ornament in and stir until it melts, and you've got the most fantastic hot chocolate ever.
Is it me, or does she make that sound really, really
right?
good? I'm like, what? Let's go. Do you have a chocolate fountain there?
No, I don't. Sorry.
This isn't Willy Wonka, man.
Do you got the Oompa Oompa men down there? Come on.
Call you a goose.
I need a few Oompa Loompas.
All right, all you Oompa Oompas, I want to learn how to make some chocolate. Yeah. She's in need.
She's got classes, and honestly, what a great experience. And thank you again for coming up. Let's talk about the giveaway again.
You.
We have a gift card that you will need to pick it up.
Yes.
Pick up at Tracy, so you'll have to actually go in the store and check it out. We have a 60-minute massage from A Valley of Vitality.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Plexus giveaway sample of our new lean, and then a dozen pink roses from Rikini at Allen's Flowers. And so what do they need to do?
You have to like, comment, and like all four pages, mm-hmm. you have to comment on this podcast.
And share it.
And share it.
I mean, this is pretty simple.
Really simple. I think the value of this is somewhere up there in the hundreds.
What all four pages did we have to like again?
We need to like Black Butterfly Artisan Chocolates.
Valley of Vitality.
Valley of Vitality Wellness Studio.
Also known as Massage Prescott.
Mm-hmm. And at Simply Plexus on Facebook. And then Allen's Flowers of Prescott.
All right.
Thank you for joining us. We will be drawing what tomorrow? Is that what we said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so everybody's got all evening to rewatch this because it's a really good show and a lot of great information. We will draw tomorrow.
Yes, we will draw tomorrow. But once again, you have to do all three of them.
And we're going
to
check.
And if you don't do them, then we're going to have to redo this thing. And we're going to make sure you guys put in a little bit of work for this.
Put in a little effort because these people are donating their stuff. So anyway, thank you again. This program was sponsored by me. I'm an independent ambassador for Plexus Worldwide. And we thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Cuckoo.